Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
That's my mother, you know. Mom? Mom? Hold on, let me just... That's my mother up there. Mom, Mom! It's okay, I'm here.
Jackie, please.
What? Pyla.
Please, don't kill me.
What happened to my mother?
It's complicated.
No!
Jackie, please.
It's simple. You made a choice, and the only reason you regret it is because now I know.
We all made mistakes.
The only mistake I made was taking you with me.
I'm not using you. I really do care about you.
That's supposed to convince me? I've left people who cared about me before.
No. No. Please.
I don't need you to get to Olympus Mons. You are just a means to an end. Your end is here. My beginning is there. Goodbye, Dr. Levy.
No.
Chip?
Over here. You okay?
I'll be better once we get this thing moving again. Any update?
I was able to patch a few things so we won't freeze to death, but we're still sitting ducks out here.
And what about Andy? Still no word? Oh, and what about the sonic shield? We've got to get that fixed in case the shadows...
Whoa, slow down. Maybe get a little breakfast first.
We're trapped in a blizzard on Mars, and you want to just sit around like a Sunday brunch with mimosas?
You've been holding out on me with mimosas?
Chip!
I get it. You want to get going, but we're in a buggy that broke down after we pushed it too hard. Pretty sure the same logic applies to humans. I got the heat working, we got some rest, and now we need to eat. One P at a T.
The big P is my engineer not getting us moving.
What was that? Thank you so much, Chip, for making me breakfast, the most important meal of the soul. You're so welcome, Jackie. Only the finest processed plant matter for my good pal.
You're worse than my mother.
I know it's hard for you, but it's okay if you take 2 seconds to relax. Trust me.
These days, trust feels like it's in shorter supply than our rations.
I'll always have your back, Jackie.
Thought that about Kyla, too. Now that we'd finally earned each other's trust, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, well, I'm not Kyla.
Do you think she's still out there?
I don't care.
Chip.
What? I don't. Probably means I'm a terrible person, but after what she did... Seems like a waste of time caring if she lives or dies.
You know, it's kind of... kind of hypocritical of us.
What, sentencing a murderer to the exile she deserves?
No, that we program the basic need into AI without having it ourselves.
I'm sure we would have figured a workaround just like Faye.
I am nothing like Faye.
No, not you. Humanity in general.
No, maybe you're right. I did exile Kyla in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but Faye wouldn't feel so bad about it like you clearly do.
I don't know how I feel.
Well, I am feeling full, so you better catch up so we can figure out what to do next.
One P at a T.
Exactly.
Oh my God, this is awful.
And you're gonna eat every bite. Hold this.
Yep. How's it looking?
Like my brother after a long night. Ah, damn it.
You okay?
Yeah.
You're bleeding a little. Let me grab a bandage.
I don't mind doing this the old-fashioned way, but having Andy here would make it at least 10 times faster.
Only 10?
I'm sure Andy would tell us it's actually 16,712 times faster.
I miss him too.
You know, I saw him.
Who?
Andy.
What, you saw his core processor or something?
No, I mean, I saw him after we deleted Faye.
What'd he look like?
Well, I'm duty bound as best friend to report that he's very good looking.
There's something else, isn't there?
I don't know how to describe it. Like, well, I guess how Andy sees himself? We kind of merged. It's like what Faye was trying to do, but different. She just wanted to use us, but Andy and I, it's like attaching parts to make a greater whole. But each part can still function on its own. I'm not making any sense.
It's okay.
I don't know. I feel so different now, even though I'm the same as before the merge. I'm just me again.
I don't think any of us are the same as we were before. I'd actually be worried if we were the same after all we went through.
Part of me wants to go back to before, but what even was before? Faye kept going on and on about being all-knowing, but you know how I knew she was bullshit? She played this memory of mine that wasn't real, or at least part of it wasn't. It was just what I told myself because I wanted a better brother.
There's truth in that.
What part of lying to myself is truthful?
That you loved your brother so much, you chose how you wanted to see him. That's true. We should probably get back to trying to fix this. Olympus Mons is waiting.
Some things don't change.
What? That wasn't an order. It was a suggestion.
Sure. Okay.
Really?
I can tell you're getting antsy just handing me the tools. Let's head outside and see if we can't forage for food before the storm picks up again.
But the buggy...
We'll still be here when we get back. Isn't securing food a priority in the manual or something?
True. Wait, did you finally read it?
Absolutely not, but I knew it'd get you excited.
Touché, Hiddleston.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
We could find something a little beefier.
Somehow I doubt cows made it to Mars.
Ha ha. I mean, just something with a little more substance than lichen.
We collected plenty.
It'll hold us over, but there's just gotta be something more than that.
Wish Grigori were here. He'd probably know how to find plants in the snow.
Maybe we can check down that slope a bit? I wonder what he's up to now, Grigori, I mean.
He's probably doing better than us. The man trades shots with death, whether they're gunfire or Martian vodka.
You make him sound like he's from some trashy, hard-boiled detective novel.
The guy was on the lunar orbital platform and survived.
Oh.
Look at me, Chip. I am Cosmonaut, who has looked death in the face twice and found him wanting.
He did not say that.
He may as well have.
Okay, then. Do another one. Ah, Jeff.
Too easy.
I'm Jeff Thomason. I enjoy swirling my port in a fancy glass and complaining.
Port? Is that some Victorian aristocrat? No, it's more like, greetings. I'm Jeff Thomason. I like my whiskey on the rocks while I make passes at any woman I see.
Now who's pulling from pulp detective novels?
It's true, though. I mean, he's probably still finding ways to do nothing, as Melissa does all the heavy lifting at Sequoia. Thomason, I'm not going to wait any longer for you to get your rear in gear. Let's move.
Right. Melissa.
It was nice to see her. Even if it was only in a simulation.
Yeah, just wish we could hang out without our lives on the line for once.
What would that even look like?
Plants!
Plants?
Over there! Between those two rocks, they're kind of poking out.
Well, I'll be damned! Come on! Ouch! What the hell?
Jackie!
I'm okay, damn it! Stay there, I'm okay!
Can you move?
Yeah, the spines punctured my suit, but I don't think they went too deep in my leg.
Okay, keep it slow and steady. I'm right here.
What kind of plant shoots spines?
Martian tundra plants?
It's like they knew I was close.
Maybe they have pressure points in their root system or something.
Is that even a thing?
I don't know. Do I look like a farmer's almanac? That's Aaron's thing.
With my luck, these suckers are poisoned. Is this because I said, fuck you, outer space? Is this just the universe getting back at me?
Let's get you back to the buggy.
My leg is feeling bad. Well, very bad. Like, more than just pokey, spiky plants bad.
We've got the med kit in the buggy. You'll be fine.
I don't feel so good.
You're gonna be okay. We're almost there.
Chip! Careful!
Here, let me have a look at you.
So itchy, it's just...
Okay.
Scraping up my leg. God, scratch.
Let me see. Where is it? Shit.
This is the worst.
Okay.
Is it bad?
You're gonna be fine, but I gotta inject you before I take out the spines, okay?
Uh-huh. All right.
Now for the spines. One more. It's okay. It's all of them. Let me help you with the suit.
Why does my leg look like that?
Allergy.
What?
Those are hives. You're allergic to that plant thing.
I'm allergic?
Seems like it. This might sting a little bit. You know, the first non-Earth allergy was moon dust. Some astronaut, Schmidt or something, started sneezing when they took off their helmets on the lunar module. I think you just made history with the first Martian allergy.
Of course I have an allergy. Why wouldn't I have an allergy? You know what? I quit. I'm done. Mars, you have triumphed in this war.
After all we've been through, plant allergies, what did it?
Shut up. We all have a line.
Sorry. Didn't realize pincushions were so sensitive.
How do you know it was an allergy?
Same thing happened to this kid in my class when I was 8. It was a bee sting. He was fine, just like you.
If I'm fine, we should go back, get plants for the synth. And revenge.
We got plenty of lichen for the synth, and the best revenge is resting that leg.
I suppose we should focus on fixing the buggy. And resting. Lots of resting.
Thank you.
Can I at least help by passing the tools?
You know, I'd never replace the best tool passer I've ever had.
Damn right. I'm irreplaceable. Also hungry. Just hit me. Mind whipping up some dinner, considering I'm on bed rest?
I'm liking that idea.
I will push you into the spine plants, and you will come out a porcupine.
Yeah, I'll just get going with the synth.
Thank you.
Mars Falls, created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, Marissa Morin as Faye, and Anya Zeiser as Kyla Levy. Written by Eli Baratza. Directed by Dan Lovely. Recording, dialogue, edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach, and is performed by Sam Bowes-Miller. All tracks assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you. And please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.